part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
TTN.
So help me God!
What? I got a fucking headache!
All right. Good. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is the heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode, John.
Episode 89, part 3, Scott.
The heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode in a world.
In a world.
In a world, Scott.
Where there are heavy metal
heavy
episodes.
Metal episodes.
That's right, John.
Yeah.
I get this.
I'm getting it, brother.
In an interview with Life magazine, comedian Chris Rock takes a politically incorrect tack using the word retarded, which only the retrograde would utter these days when referring to the mentally challenged.
A Ginzu-type shoulder.
The word came up when Rock was asked if America is ready for a black president. Here's the exchange, John. Life magazine. In the first movie you directed, Head of State, you were president of the United States. Is the country ready for an African-American president? And Rock's response. It's ready for a retarded president. Why wouldn't it be ready for an African-American president? Ah, that is funny.
That is funny, Scott.
Chris Rock had a movie come out, some shit, who knows. It's tanking. Because it's
is
horrible.
It?
Of course. Chris Rock is a stand-up comedian. He should write, but he should not act. He's horrible. Horrible, John.
Horrible.
Actually, I take that back. He was good. Spike Lee had a movie, and he played a meth addict or a crack addict or
yeah.
something. Whatever movie that was.
I got a story.
What's your story, John?
Remains of 9/11 victims were used to fill potholes, a contractor says.
Come on.
Yeah.
How could that be?
The pulverized remains of bodies from the World Trade Center disaster site were used by city workers to fill ruts and potholes, a city contractor says in a sworn affidavit filed Friday in Manhattan federal court. Eric Beck says debris powders, known as fines, were put in pothole fill mixture by crews at the Fresh Kills landfill.
What a name.
Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island, New York, where more than 1.6 million tons of World Trade Center debris were deposited after September 11th attacks.
1.6 million. That's less than a Brazilian, John.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Observe the New York City Department of Sanitation taking these fines from the conveyor belts of our machines. Wait, he's from New York, right?
So right.
How's that sound?
I don't know. New York.
As New York.
Like Rudy Giuliani.
I observed the New York City Department of Sanitation taking these fines.
That's Boston.
From the conveyor belts of our machines, loading it into tractors over by there, and using it to pave roads and fill in potholes, dips, and ruts, Eric Beck said. Beck was the senior supervisor for Taylor Recycling, a private contractor hired to sift through the debris trucked to Fresh Kills after the Trade Center attacks before the arrival of Taylor's equipment at Fresh Kills in October 2001. The debris was sifted manually by workers using rakes and shovels. So I don't know what they're looking for.
So after 9/11, Giuliani looked in the yellow pages and he came up with Fresh Kills?
Yeah, I guess so. Beck's affidavit was filed by lawyers for the families of September 11 victims who are suing the city in hopes of creating a formal burial place for debris that they say contains human remains.
Well, isn't the air we're breathing right now was exhaled by Hitler in 1945. So what comes around goes around, you know? It's
right.
Ashes to ashes, dust to potholes, or whatever.
It kind of reminds me of this.
Silent breed is people!
Soylent Green is made out of people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
So now the streets are made out of people.
What isn't made out of people? Think about it, John.
I would think, you know,
everything's
hey,
made out of people.
What a more appropriate burial site than the streets of New York, than a fucking landfill. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that, John.
They're buried with the, you know, maybe they could take the whatever streets they put them on and they could put something on the sign that memorializes them or something. I don't know. Or put flowers around. I don't know.
What do you do with 1.6 million tons
of
debris
fine
that may contain human remains? I don't know.
No.
That's a difficult question, John. Pothole seems kind of tacky, though. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a little tacky.
A little tacky.
So where's your husband buried? Over on 33rd Street.
33rd and...
Where at? Well, you know, right along the right-hand corner.
Right where there's the dip.
Yeah, there's a dip.
There used to,
there
be,
used
a
to be a dip. There's where he is, so far by there. Now it's no more dip. It's just, you know, he's kind of smoothed them over.
Over by there.
Over by there. I think that's a Chicago accent.
Well, get this, John. You've been wondering about Jenna. Right, Jenna Bush?
Yeah, every night, man.
And I think, when is Jenna going to get into the fight if it's so goddamn important?
Yeah.
If this is the greatest fight in the history of the goddamn world.
That's what I'm saying.
When is Jenna going to go over and sign up and
sign
contribute to the fight against terror, John? Terror.
Yeah.
But no,
what's
instead, Jenna announced she's writing a nonfiction book about a woman with HIV. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's her contribution.
That is going to be the start of her contribution to humanity.
The Bush pig.
A nonfiction book about a woman with HIV. And I love this next story,
I got
John.
Some audio of the other Bush daughter.
Oh, do you?
Want to hear it? Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, fuck.
She's doing porno now, allegedly.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
This is one of the greatest it's not a W story. It's about Jebediah, his brother. You know, the mayor. I'm sorry. The governor of Florida. This is the greatest thing ever. I loved when I heard this story. Get this, John.
I'm getting it.
Jeb Bush denied honor at University of Florida. The
no
college
way.
President was tremendously disappointed at the faculty vote. And here's how it breaks down.
Wow.
University of Florida President Bernie Machen said Friday.
Did he cry like his
he
dad?
He was tremendously disappointed with the school's faculty senate vote to deny former Governor Jeb Bush an honorary degree. The Senate voted 38-28 Thursday against giving him the honorary degree. Jeb Bush has been a great friend to the University of Florida, said Machen, adding that the Senate's action is unheard of. Some faculty expressed concern about Bush's record in higher education. I really don't feel this is a person who has been a supporter of University of Florida, Kathleen Price said, the Dean of Library and Technology. So he was up for an honorary degree, and they hand these things out
yeah.
to everybody. Bill Cosby gets one.
Right, right.
Everybody gets one of these goddamn things. But they put it to a vote, and the University of Florida said,
yeah,
fuck no.
Fuck you.
We're not giving this thing
fuck
to
you.
The W's brother, Jeb. Fuck that. So it was, it had to be embarrassing for the W's brother,
oh, yeah.
Jeb.
Right, cried.
Well, his dad's definitely crying.
Yeah.
I'll get through it.
Also, John, I don't know if you know this, but I found this story a little bizarre. Kind of contradictory in headline. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on Sunday defended U.S. policy in the Mideast while also urging Arab leaders to get more involved in reviving the peace process. What do you think about that?
Wait a minute. Say that again.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice defended U.S. policy in the Mideast while also urging Arab leaders to get more involved in reviving the peace process. Doesn't that seem kind of hypocritical?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just waging war over there, the war on terror, John. We're threatening Iran and Syria, but we want everybody else to revive the peace process.
Yeah.
What a goddamn joke. A joke, John, a joke. You ready to talk about Gonzo?
Let's talk.
The Gonzo? President Bush is standing firmly behind his embattled attorney general despite Justice Department documents that show Alberto Gonzalez was more involved in the decision to fire U.S. attorneys than he previously indicated. And for all you non-septics, what's going on over here is they fired some U.S. attorneys because of their political views, which I guess is a no-no.
No, I think it's even deeper than that, Scott.
Well,
some speculate that they got too close to the corruption going on with the voter fraud.
Mm.
And they ousted him.
I didn't hear that. All right, so go ahead and play the W clip. He's gonna talk about Alberto Gonzalez.
All right. I do have confidence in Attorney General Al Gonzalez.
He calls him
wait
Al.
Wait a minute. Oh, Al.
Gonzalez.
I talked to him this morning. And we talked about his need to go up to Capitol Hill and make it very clear to members in both political parties why the Justice Department made the decisions it made.
Justice Department.
Make it very clear about the facts. And he's right. Mistakes were made.
Genius.
And I'm frankly not happy about him because there is a lot of confusion over what really
why
has
your
been
president?
A customary practice by the presidents. U.S. attorneys and others serve at the pleasure of the president. Past administrations have removed U.S. attorneys. Their right to do so. The Justice Department recommended a list of U.S. attorneys. I believe the reasons why were entirely appropriate.
I don't know what they are.
And yet, this issue was mishandled to the point now where you're asking me questions about it in Mexico, which is fine. I mean, why are you going to ask the same question? This is an issue that, and so Al, let me just say, Al was right, mistakes were made, and he's going to go up to Capitol Hill to correct it. I appreciate the fact that he's taken some action, because anytime anybody goes up to Capitol Hill, they've got to make sure they fully understand the facts and how they characterize the issue to members of Congress.
Come on!
And the fact that both Republicans and Democrats feel like that there was a, you know, not straightforward communication troubles me, and it troubles the attorney general. So he took action.
Huh?
And he needs to continue to take action.
I didn't know Tony Hearn was at that press conference.
Yeah.
Me either.
Manic depressive or something?
Yeah.
What a goddamn joke. And the thing that really pisses me off is serve at the pleasure of the president. Translation, the pleasure of a chimp.
But he didn't know anything about it.
Nothing about
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
And that, John, is why the why? W is in a real bind.
Yeah.
It's why. Why?
Why?
All right. So Gonzalez even said, hey, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't even know.
I don't know what's going on.
But now emails are coming out.
I'm trying to keep your kids from getting pedophiles bothering them.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Let me bring up your kids.
NBC is doing a better job than you, you dumbass.
He doesn't know nothing about it, but then emails come out that says he had direct involvement in selecting and removing these people. And these people are, they serve at the pleasure of the president, John.
Oh, I know.
I couldn't have a career where I served for a goddamn chimp at the chimp's pleasure. But the W isn't a real bind. Do you know why, John? The circumstances surrounding the firing of eight United States attorneys reek so badly of crass partisan politics, John, that the president's advisors are trying very hard to distance him as much as possible from the decision-making process. Hence, this from Tony
Soylent
Snow.
Green is made out of
Mr. Snow said, the president has no recollection of this ever being raised with him. Just to follow, did you say again for the record that the president has no recollection of ever being asked about any of this? Yes. The removal. Yes, that's correct. Indeed, Snow went as far as to assert that this is a decision that was made at the U.S. Justice Department of Justice, John. And here's the problem. As Marty Lederman points out, the relevant statute 28 U.S.C. 541C vests the power to remove U.S. attorneys with the president, not with Gonzalez.
Ah.
Each United States attorney is subject to removal by the president. As we've repeatedly been told, U.S. attorneys serve at the pleasure of the president, not the pleasure of the attorney general, and certainly not the pleasure of the attorney general's chief of staff, who resigned, John. The decision to fire the U.S. attorney, much less eight of them, is unquestionably one of the president's to make.
Yeah.
So if President Bush was truly out of the loop on this, that's a problem.
He's out of the loop on everything.
In and of itself. That stupid-ass chimp.
You know, I wonder what Charlton Heston would say.
He'd probably say something like this.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Like if, you know how the sports teams, they get invited to the White House when they win the championship?
Yeah.
That's what Charlton Heston would say.
Yeah.
If he had to go.
Yeah. If the W grabbed his hand to shake it.
Yeah.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Because he's a chimp, right?
Right. Chimp, ape. Same thing.
Same shit.
Same damn thing, John.
Same thing.
I don't know if you know this, John, but World War III has already begun.
World War III.
I'm going to take foreskins.
15 British sailors and Marines arrested by Iran's Revolutionary Guards off the coast of Iraq may be charged with spying, John.
Oh.
A website run by associates of Mohammad Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, reported last night that the Britons would be put before court and indicted.
Wow.
Tony Blair says British sailors weren't in Iranian waters. So, they got the 15 UK soldiers. They're going to make
fettuccine with mitotomy sauce.
A kangaroo court out of this.
Right.
And it's going to give the W reason.
Some fodder.
Some fodder, but he's gonna wait right before the elections and attack Iran and then call off the elections.
Hey, I got a sound bite here from Max Cleland. Actually, it's Cheney giving a speech, and then Wolf Blitzer asks Max Cleland what he thinks about it. He's an ex
general
war hero.
Warfighter, one of our warfighters.
Warfighters, and he's a ex-senator.
When members speak not of victory but of time limits, deadlines, or other arbitrary measures, they're telling the enemy simply to watch the clock and wait us out.
Yeah, I got to tell you. Yeah. How about that?
Senator, if you could sit down with the vice president and have a direct one-on-one meeting with him, what would you say to him?
Where the hell were you in the Vietnam War? If you had gone to Vietnam like the rest of us, maybe you would have learned something about war. You can't keep troops on the ground forever. They got to have a mission. They got to have a purpose. You can't keep sending them back and back and back with no mission and no purpose. As a matter of fact, the real enemy is Al-Qaeda. It's Al-Qaeda stupid. It's not Iran. That's why we have to withdraw the ground forces there, sell Iraq with a diplomatic solution, and go after Al-Qaeda. That's what we should have been doing for the last 4 years. Instead, this administration and this vice president and this president wants to send more troops to Iraq. Unbelievable.
And what would you
so
it is unbelievable.
When you read it, though, when he goes, it's Al-Qaeda, stupid.
Stupid.
He calls Cheney stupid.
Cheney is stupid. Well, he's not stupid. I mean, his motivations and what he wants to do
is what he
is
believes.
What's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if he believes it or not, but it's certainly making him a very wealthy man.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And, we talked one of your movie reviews, Shooter.
Yeah.
They talked about, hey, we're just doing this for oil. I think they originally went in to do it for oil, and then they said, wait a minute. All this chaos and this rebuilding.
Chaos.
We can make money on that, too.
Everything.
So let's extend this as long as we can.
Yeah.
And we'll just we'll move Halliburton to Dubai.
Yeah.
And we'll just charge a fucking arm and a leg.
They said, hey, we want a contractor that has experience and is American. And now they fucking moved to Dubai. They could have used a Russian company or a French company.
Oh, no. But Cheney wasn't on the...
That's right.
Cheney. That's right. I got to tell you, I wasn't on the board. That? Put me on the board. Yeah.
Here's what Hannity, he's talking to another guy, and there was a vote passed in the House and the Senate to get the troops back by 2008. They're tying some strings to the W's budget, and the W got all pissed off, and he's standing there. He gives a speech. Just going off on the Democrats and telling them, you know, even though there was eight Republicans that voted for it too, and he's got a bunch of soldiers behind him.
Right, now we got to work together. Before, fuck you.
But now
let's work together.
Here's Hannity thinking that he can get this ex war leader, ex
warfighter,
warfighter, ex military guy to take his side. On this, and he's sadly mistaken.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me read from the Liberal Washington Post.
You've got the formula
today.
For defeat, and you're following it very closely.
All right, let me go to Colonel Hunt. This is what the Washington Post said about people like Congressman Andrew and Nancy Pelosi, who had to bribe other congressmen to get the votes here.
You know, we didn't bribe anybody.
Well, it's a bribe.
Tell me who we bribed
for a
second, Sean.
You're using taxpayer dollars to get congressmen
to
vote for something they wouldn't have otherwise bought for. What do you call it?
Who did that, Sean? Tell me who cast their vote for that reason.
Let me read.
Tell us right now.
Excuse me. Wait a second. This is the Colonel Hunt.
Tell us on national television who cast their vote for that reason.
All right, Colonel Hunt.
You tell us.
Colonel Hunt, let me read from the Liberal Washington Post today. It says, talking about the Democrats, they should not seek to use pork to buy a majority for an unconditional retreat that the majority does not support. We now have a situation, if they didn't spend $24 billion of taxpayer dollars, Colonel Hunt, they wouldn't have gotten this vote today. What does that say about the state of America? This is pathetic. This is despicable. And yet they got away with it. And you hear people like, you know, Congressman Andrews there trying to justify it.
Sean, you got the wrong guy with the politics. I think both these guys have forgotten why we're in the middle of this war. What's happening right now in this surge, which I think is still reinforcing failure, is you've got the Iraqi units have shown up, but at 50% strength. Our American guys and Congressman Hunter's great Marine son have never been the issue. It's been how they've been led and the politics behind them.
But Colonel Hunt, isn't this guaranteed defeat? Does this guarantee defeat, yes or no, if they win
no,
this?
No, that doesn't guarantee
there
defeat.
There you go, Sean.
There is no, this is an insurgency, this is a civil war. There's not that kind of victory. What you've got
doesn't
is going to be political.
Doesn't this mean it'll embolden the enemies, Colonel Hunt? This will embolden our enemies. They're waiting for us
to
leave.
Sean, we're getting attacked 150 times a day.
So we're going to lose?
Our guys
you're
doing
willing to let America lose this war?
Let him tell
of course
us
not.
Anybody
who's of course not.
Understands there's no military
of course not. We want them to win. We're telling you the facts.
The wrong witness to lead. More money.
So what's happening now is the drive-by media, as they're called, like these pundits who act like they're journalists, but they're actually partisan. which is fine. I mean, hey,
Bush apologist.
If you want to say I love Bush and all that, that's great. I don't think you should call it unbiased news.
Just stamp retard on your forehead.
This is my fucking opinion, and I think, you know, this is the way I see it, and just go with that.
Like a Brit Hume.
But they throw together, like, this group of supposedly, you know, a bunch of Democrats. He beats up on them. Then he brings in this colonel, thinking the colonel's going to side with him. The colonel's like, no, you're fucked up. This whole situation is fucked. It's FUBAR. Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Snafu, John. Snafu.
Yeah, what is snafu again?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it does remind me
up.
Of an excellent article that I can bring in from Rolling Stone, where they got people who actually know what's going on in Iraq, unlike right. the W, because the guy's so goddamn stupid.
Well,
and they give best case scenario, what's probably going to happen, and worst case scenario.
Somebody turned the doorbell off.
Great article. Next time, John. Next time.
Yeah.
All right, then. Let me go get that.
Can you get
before
that?
I get that, we got to get a better audio. No, I can go get it and still talk. Go ahead.
You can off of YouTube, man.
Come on, we
gotta
That's
what you get. No, I tried.
That was shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, man. Come on, man.
Jesus Christ. He's like a little apprehensive, like there was a dog staring at him.
Mike. I don't want to hear all that shit.
He's muted. I don't know. Is there a mic on the floor or something? I don't know. Here's walking. So, yeah, that was that. You want to hear another sound clip from Limbaugh? Or you got another story?
No, I don't have any other stories.
Here's a Limbaugh clip, and he's kind of going off about Edwards and he plays a clip from Hardball. I forget what he calls it, like Meatball or something.
Is Chris Matthews, and he's on the Hardboil last night talking to David Yeps in the Des Moines Register. Matthews said, is this going to be one further bit of shielding for Edwards against attack by another candidate?
Yes, I think so. I think it really speaks to his biography and his character, and I think you're absolutely right. It adds a little armor plating if somebody wants to go after him. I mean, he certainly has said something about his character here with us.
I thought it was a shining moment. I said, God's in his heaven, all is right with the world today. I thought those people, who I think are religious but never mentioned it today, acted religious. I thought it was great today.
Interesting point. Now let me say something else that might be accused of cynicism. What is their religion? I don't doubt they're religious people, but we talked about this. Political people are different than you and I. And, you know, most people, when told a family member has been diagnosed with the kind of cancer Elizabeth Edwards has, they turn to God. Edwards turned to the campaign.
God.
Their religion's politics and the quest for the White House. And it's not just with them. I mean, it's part and parcel of political people.
So what he's saying is that Edwards came out with this, talking about his wife's cancer. It came back, her breast cancer, and now she's got bone cancer, and he's using it for political gain. That's what kind of a scum belly, fucking yellow-bellied, draft-dodging, faggot-ass.
Addicted
to drugs.
Oxycontin.
Critical,
all the uncool drugs to be addicted to.
Fucking boy-loving dickweed Rush Limbaugh is. That guy is a fucking worm bait. He's nothing. He's a loser. Fucking bald-headed, fat-ass, turd-smoking cocksucker.
Well, enough about Rush, but let's talk about Edwards.
I make fake foreskins.
I got to tell you, if I'm running for president and my wife gets this terminal cancer,
yeah,
I'm not running for president anymore. Not for this term. I mean, there's other presidencies to run for. And I think for me, it tells me, makes a statement to me what's more important to him.
Right.
And maybe they can't attack him, but it's a character issue for a lot of people that you're going to continue campaigning while your wife is dying is not kosher to me, John.
Yeah, that's your opinion. But my wife had the same opinion until she saw an interview with Edward's wife, and when she was originally diagnosed with it, and she has worked, I guess, so hard for, I guess, a bunch of women's issues regarding cancer and funding and all this stuff, that she wants, as whatever her dying wish is, that continues. And if it the only way it will continue, she believes, is that if her husband becomes president.
Why does it have to be this term? Why can't it be
whatever? I don't know.
2012.
Who knows?
That's it. You know, I'm going to fall back on, we don't know what their belief system is.
I know. We don't.
Obviously, they're not turning to God, like Rush said. They're turning to politics.
Are they turning to politics?
In Rush's point of view, yes.
His point of view, but I don't think so.
Rush would turn to God under these circumstances. Because that's what he did when he was a drug addict.
They interviewed her about that, and she said, look, I could just go home, and we could just do whatever, get on a cruise, do all this living life, whatever. But this, for me, this is what I have been doing for the past 4 years, and I want to continue to do it. And she basically urged her husband to continue doing the campaign. So what would you do if your wife told you, I want you to keep going? You'd say, no, fuck it, I'm not.
Yes.
And then she's pissed off at you the whole time.
How do you know that? Because I can't phrase the argument appropriately enough?
No, because
from my perspective,
her wish was for you to succeed. And you just blew it off. You quit.
It's not quitting. It's just postponing. Who said anything about quit? I'm not saying he should give up his political career and just walk away and that's that. Look at Nixon. Nixon tried how many times
to
become president?
Your point of view is that they're using this for political gain.
No. That's cause and effect. No, not at all. I'm not saying they're using this for political gain. I'm saying for me, it tells me a lot about Edward's character that he would continue to campaign for president when his wife has a terminal illness. And I don't know a lot about it. Maybe it's the kind of thing where she can be a healthy 100% kind of a person, and then 2 days later she's dead from bone marrow cancer. I don't know. But it seems like there's going to be a lot of fucking suffering going on, and if she's going to forego treatment, or if she's going to have treatment,
well,
it seems like a long hospital stay is involved. And if he's going to be campaigning, he's going to be on the road, she's going to spend her last moments on the planet alone in a fucking hospital room.
No, I doubt that. You're saying seems like. I'm going to say seems like also. Seems like they're making this announcement that he's going to continue. And the announcement he did make, yeah, they're going to continue. But if it does get worse, he can bow out at any time.
Oh,
he can always say
right.
No.
It's always his option.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing's set in stone. They just said at this time, you know, they found out that she's got this cancer, the breast cancer's back, the bone marrow, or the bone, there's bone cancer now. You know, they don't really know any more than that. So he's just going to continue. For now, and if it gets bad, he's always got the option.
Right.
It's a whole year yet.
Whole year, John.
Whole year.
A whole year.
So.
How's your whole
year?
Family, how's your whole family?
All right, we're way over, man.
All right, Phil only has, he can cut his news down quite a bit.
All right.
You gonna do
you
that,
ready?
Phil? Cut your news down. Of course, I'm always ready. Oh, my bike is on. Yes, I'm always ready, John. I do have a sound clip that I brought in. It's going to be for one of my stories, and I will cue you to play that.
All right, then.
I will cue you by saying, play audio, John.
Hey, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight, Vice President Dick Cheney went to George Washington University Hospital on Tuesday. Nothing to worry about. It seems he goes in every 3 weeks to get his head removed from his anus. Next story, John. He died doing what he loved, which in this particular case involved fleeing the police while naked and running into a parked car. It happened after police received calls of a naked man on South New Street. Police say the man, 29-year-old Ivan Strickland of Glassboro, New Jersey, ran from them and then ran into a parked car. Police called for an ambulance and paramedics started CPR en route to the hospital. Police say Strickland was pronounced dead at the hospital. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. Next story, John. Viewers at a news show broadcast on a Phoenix area cable television station received a lot more of the news, John. Hardcore pornography.
Nice.
Started streaming into their living rooms, replacing a health show featuring former NBC news anchor Tom Brokaw. The incident on KPPX TV Monday night prompted a flood of calls to local news media outlets and cable provider Cox Communications, including one from Chandler resident Brenda Schott, who said she was shocked to look up and see graphic sex acts on her television screen. Play audio, John.
Yeah, I want in my little tiny asshole.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want it in.
What do you want to
do? Oh, my God, I want that big black nigger cock in my asshole. Yeah, I want it.
Down, huh?
I want it. On my fucking little hole. Oh, yeah. Oh, my little cracker hole.
Oh,
yeah, a big nigger dick.
Oh, my God. This goes on for a while. You can just turn the volume down and I'll continue my newscast. In our next story, Tom DeLay apologized for corrupting government. Just kidding. He tags Democrats as scoundrel and Hitlers. Next story, John.
What are you waiting for, man?
What are you waiting for, Phil?
I'm sorry, I was caught up in the audio. Link. Oh, I got a headache, man. Go on, Phil. Spit the news
out. Deep breaths.
Oh my God.
Man sentence.
Yes.
Who the fuck sucks dick like that?
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck is that? All right, Phil, come on, get it together, man.
Of course, John, I'll try to get it together. I'm getting a headache as well. Man sentenced for alleged sex pact, soon to have alleged fudge pact. A man who pleaded no contest to entering into a sex pact with his girlfriend and her 15-year-old daughter, and to having sex with a 12-year-old relative, was sentenced up to 25 years in prison. Next story, John. Study finds that married people suffer less stress at work. Probably because it feels like a veritable vacation compared to the stress they suffer at home. Next story, John, is last story tonight. Loss prevention officer at department store tells shoplifting 60-year-old girl she faces felony charges unless she has sex with him. Somehow this brilliant plan backfired. Authorities have charged a department store loss prevention officer with seeking sex from a 16-year-old girl after he found her shoplifting. Ryan Keith Johnson, 26, is charged with indecency with a child, a second-degree felony, and faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Oh, an arrest affidavit said Johnson told the girl that she had enough merchandise to be charged with a felony, and that if you have sex with me right now, your record will be clean. The girl then performed a sex act of an oral nature on Johnson in the loss prevention office. The document said investigators said an affidavit that they later interviewed Johnson, who told conflicting stories about his encounter with the girl. Authorities said witness interviews gave them enough evidence to charge Johnson.
You're a big nigger.
And that's the news, John.
Fuck him out, bitch. Shut up.
It's just the gears, man. All right.
All right, thanks again, Phil, for stopping by.
Always a pleasure, Don. Thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you later, man.
All right, Don.
Have a good one. All right. Fuck off.
Eat me.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Whew. Boy, that took a lot out of me, man.
No doubt.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
All right, that's all the time we have this week. This is John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Signing off. Episode 89, part 3.
89, part 3. 11 more to 100, John.
Wow.
Wow. Actually, 10 more.
Yeah.
No, 11.
So next week, right?
Next week. Yeah, what? Next week.
We're going to do it again next week?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, next week we'll be back again. And maybe I'll get some Skype going. I built a cabinet out of wood. And it's got my old board on there. It's actually a little taller than I wanted to make it. I should have made it a little shorter. But anyways, we could probably use that, and we'll be on our way.
Right.
Because this board is just about had it. I got to take it in for service.
Service.
All right. Till next week. Bye-bye.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.